Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time, Ramon Foster. Ramon Foster joins us here on the Fan Morning Show, Steelers offensive guard. Good morning, Ramon.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. Good as I can be, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's just use that one.
All right. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Let me ask you, in your estimation, how is the offense functioning right now? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What's going good? What's going bad with the offense?
Number one, I just think the biggest thing we didn't capitalize on this past weekend was just the double score. It was negated by a penalty that was, you know, kind of called on me the second half. When you have a 10-yard penalty on second down, it's kind of hard to come back from. And it's just, you know, just finishing those drives. I think coming out the second half is something that we really got to focus on, especially when we're the team that, you know, defer the ball to the second half. That's because we're trying to book in that first half and that second, the start of the second half with double scores, and we just didn't capitalize on that.
How frustrating can it be, Ramon, to see a call missed on one end and then feel like perhaps a call is made on the other end that is, to be honest, hard to find?
It's a hard pill to swallow. I'll be completely honest about that. But at the same time, you know, maybe I just need to clean up my technique a little bit. You know, we're in a business where we cannot criticize officials, so I won't do that. But it was a lot of opportunities in that game in which we could have buried them, and we didn't. We got to be better than that, especially, you know, these last four coming up are huge for us.
You say you can't criticize officials and you won't, and I don't want to get you in trouble or get one of those nice little FedEx packages in the middle of the week from New York, but are they held to a standard? As a union representative, do you know that the standard that the NFL officials are held to or not? Has it been described to you?
They are held to a standard, and I know for sure they are evaluated. I know for sure that the way they call games and manage games determine if they get playoff games, determine if they get night games, and just the amount of games they get. So with that being said, they do have a system in which they have to be judged upon. I know for sure that, you know, the Chargers had a game where a penalty wasn't called and they got a touchdown from that, and the official was fired. You know, we hate for anybody to lose a job, but that's the same in our business. If we stink it up on the field, you know, heads roll. So we'll see what happens from that if the league comes out and say anything about it. But, yes, they do have a system in which they are judged by their bosses also.
What did it feel like the Chargers did adjustment-wise going into the second half, Ramon? You pointed out that you guys were moving on that first drive of the third quarter, but from there it seemed like getting up and down the field wasn't as easy in the second half as it had been in the first half.
I don't know. I felt like we were still able to do what we wanted to with them. We had a couple three and outs from, you know, just a lack of us not executing, whether it was ball drop, whether it was sacks on Ben. It was the little stuff that happened. They are a good team, too. And we just honestly didn't we shot ourselves in the foot with bad field positioning and penalties, to be completely honest with you, from my eyes. Now, you guys saw it a lot different than I did.
If James Conner is limited or can't go in full capacity, tell me about the confidence level in Jalen Samuels within your offense.
We'll be fine with him. He's been a guy that's been, I guess you say, under the gun in a sense, too, a little bit. Coach Sachs has been really hard on him and telling him, hey, you got to be prepared to roll at any point in time. And you've seen how he's the second guy in now behind James Conner. So just give it time. We'll be fine if we have to roll with him.
If you have to roll with him, tell me about pass pro, because that's something that James Conner needed to pick up last year. Is that the hardest thing for a young back to pick up, because seemingly they can all run the football?
It is, because when you're dealing with NFL linebackers, or they might have to be on the defensive lineman, those guys are very savvy. They know how to and want to expose the young running back. But he has actually picked up the blitzes really well for us this year, you know, even in camp. So we'll over-communicate with him. and we'll find ways to make sure that he's correct.
Ramon Foster, Steelers guard, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. I asked you about what may not have worked as well in the second half, Ramon, so it would be unfair to not ask you about what worked so well in the first half when, again, it seemed like you guys were moving the ball nearly at will. Was it coming out and getting exactly what you'd practiced for all week, or was it just a cohesion for the five of you up front?
It was a lot of that, to be honest with you. And more or less, we made our big plays, too. You know, go down the field to AB early on, then we have the penalty with Swiss because he was executing the play well. And it was a lot of balance, I think, along with those big plays. When you don't make those big plays and you put yourself in second and 10 and second and long, and then you don't capitalize after those second and third downs, it's kind of hard to, you know, catch a rhythm. Our thing is, and I think with most offenses, is stay on the field, catch a rhythm, and you can do whatever you want to. We just didn't happen to do that the second half.
The Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Ramon Foster, Steelers guard, joining us here on that Fan Hotline. All right, tell me how you answer the frustration of Steeler fans who say this. The first two touchdown drives, in particular the one touchdown drive, it ends with you going big package, Rosie Nix coming in and just drilling through that hole, providing one for James Conner right up over David DeCastro. It is textbook what you do on the goal line. Why didn't you do that at the end of the game in Denver if you have the ability to do that to start the game off against the Chargers?
I think you got to look a little bit at the personnel of what was going on and just the flow of the game, too. We got in there earlier with them because we were kind of rushing to the ball in Denver. And now we actually sat back and evaluated. That's one of the things you got to do, too, is you have to evaluate what went wrong from game to game or what went right. And it was just right. Just growth in the season, more or less.
Ramon, it's possible that you will be without James Conner this weekend, but as we look back on what he's done to this point, can it become, especially late in the season for a guy who hasn't been an every down starter to this point in his young career, can you see signs of a guy perhaps not hitting the rookie wall, but starting to run into issues that perhaps he didn't run into earlier in the year?
Absolutely not. I don't see it at all. The thing that I think we've ran into is just lack of rushes more than anything. We've thrown the ball quite a bit these last couple games, so to say that he's not able to handle the load or he's hitting the wall, I think that's completely false.
Ramon Foster joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. We were talking about something just before you came on. I don't know if you've seen it or not on social media. I'm guessing you may have because you're on Twitter and on social media. There's a video of a guy headbutting another fan in the stands, right? Did you see this?
I did see that.
Okay, and then the guy kind of comes to his feet, and then he catches a right hand, and then he's on the ground, and there's a woman intervening. And then this morning, there's a photo of a Chargers fan getting choked, and she's a woman, by a man in the stands at the game. This happens all around the NFL. I'm not indicting Steeler fans or fans that go to games at Heinz Field. It happens in Oakland. It happens in Buffalo. It happens everywhere. Number one, as a player, do you pay attention to fans' behavior even after the games? And number two, do you have a responsibility as a player to speak out to the people that come to your games to behave better, do you think? And what's the problem here?
I understand why some of that stuff happened. You know, passion of the game and whatnot. Especially, well, I put it this way, God, man-to-man fighting in the stands, okay, I get that. But a man to a female fighting her, pushing her, or the woman attacking a guy in the stands trying to defend your man, your boyfriend, or whatever the case may be, is unacceptable. That same type of stuff that goes on in regular society need to be frowned upon in stadiums, too. And the same way that players are criticized for what they do, which is completely wrong as far as assaulting females, should be held to the same exact standard when those same people are criticized and saying, this guy should lose his job, this guy is a scumbag, this guy don't deserve to be in this league or whatever the case may be. We need to all realize that the same stuff that we say to each other online applies to us in our daily lives also. We're quick to judge and quick to hold people on the pedestal when they do wrong, when those same exact people do the exact same thing that players do, and which we get more criticism than they do. We all just have to self-check ourselves whenever we're going through those type of things. But a guy, a player, a man should never hit a woman in any capacity also.
Do you feel as if there is a lions at the zoo sort of element with what you do as a job that you hear things that people would never say to you out on the street, and you say, I don't understand why people feel that way, that there's a safety in a stadium. They say that stuff.
It's pretty wild, but I'll say this. It's probably been going on for years, and it never stopped either. But as I said before, those same critiques and criticisms that they give should be the same ones that they give to themselves or to their kids or to their loved ones that's doing the exact same thing. But you know what? With the keyboards we have at our hand or at our computer, laptop, you can't really control that.
Do you ever wonder, Ramon, and do you guys ever talk about at all, the future of the game in so much as it's become a more attractive contest for people sitting at home on their couches in the comfort of their own homes as opposed to coming out to the game and having to encounter things like this?
Yeah, we talk about it, especially when you have a guy like Alejandro Villanueva who you know, he'll say, you know, about the popularity of soccer. And we always have conversations about the back and forth of, can NFL sustain? We think it can because it's one of those things where it's America's baby. People are always going to come out. Football, in a sense, always brings people together. If there's a crisis most times, you know, players are at the forefront of trying to make change. You know, especially with our social injustice coalition that we have going on right now, that's the type of things that football affords to certain people. And I would hate that if it did go down or just kind of, you know, fizzles out to the number two or three sport in this nation. But I enjoy it, my kids enjoy it, my family do too, and I know a lot of people that get a lot out of this game. So I don't think it's going anywhere soon, but we definitely have to keep the integrity of it high.
Ramon Foster, Steeler offensive guard, joining us here. Ramon, enjoy your trip to Oakland. Go out, get a win. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, guys. See you soon.
Thanks,
Ramon. All right. Great stuff from Ramon. It really is interesting the way people who otherwise – carry themselves as regular people. They might be tax guys. They might be people who work in an office somewhere, a pharmacist. Who knows? They go into a stadium and they feel like it's a different being.
They turn into a different person.
Weird. It is just so weird to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.